on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Durbin brothers accused of the murder of a fellow businessman should find out on Monday if they've succeeded in their bail application. Farrell and Darren Govender were arrested after 32-year-old Shailen Singh was shot and killed in the parking lot of an Umhlanga restaurant last month. The state is opposing bail, having argued that if released, the brothers may influence or intimidate witnesses, conceal or destroy evidence, and possibly evade trial. But the duo has denied the charges against them. Singh's father, Pradeep, meanwhile spoke to Newswatch outside the Durban Magistrates Court today. And he says despite the past month having been an emotional journey, he is confident in the state's case and believes the two men are the culprits.
Very happy with the way that the case is going. And I commend the investigating team again and the prosecutors and the magistrates. It's really frustrating to think these are the accused that have taken my son's life and shown no remorse.
Itala Bank's depositors say they are losing trust in the bank as it fights to keep its doors open. It's been 2 weeks since the South African Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority filed a High Court application to liquidate the entity. Since the application was filed, the bank's clients haven't been able to access their money. This depositor says she's the legal guardian of three of her siblings.
I was saving foster care money for them as advised by social workers. So every month I saved money in Itala. As of now, I don't know if I'll get the money. I don't know how to withdraw the money. I don't think I'll trust this bank anymore. I don't know what will happen to the children's money.
Another customer who's affected works as a cleaner at UKZN in Pietermaritzburg.
I got a message from Itala Bank on a ghosted night telling me that all my money is frozen. I couldn't sleep the whole night. My BP went up. I had to quickly go to open an account at another bank so I could get my salary. Right now, I can't access my savings. Itala should have told us at the beginning of January to withdraw our money.
The Prudential Authority says the application it's made to the High Court is to protect the interests of Itala's depositors. And the community of Queensborough in southwest Durban says it's taking to the streets tomorrow to vent their frustration at the ongoing water issues. They say they haven't had proper supply in 3 weeks, adding if there is water, it trickles in. Community activist Thiru Govender says children can't go to school, and while the lack of water has made the current heat wave more unbearable.
I'm hoping that council, the actual heads, you know, within the actual water department and the representatives do take heed to what we're saying. You know, enough is enough. We need some action. We understand that everything cannot be achieved, at one go, but show us some kind of a plan.
Newswatch has reached out to Etiquini Municipality for comment. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 25, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.